Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden.
Yeah.
We're going back to Eden.
We are going back to Eden. Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, paws, hoofs, and claws to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show with your host, Gigi Shimon. And we had such a great show last time. If you missed it, we had the world-renowned laser light expert, Dr. Larry Lytle, on, and he blew our minds. He's such a great researcher and innovator. He really has developed an amazing, amazing product. So if you missed that and you want to hear it, you don't know where to go listen to it, it's posted at backtoeden.org. That's back, the number two, eden.org, right on our tools page. And you can listen to the whole show. It's going to blow your mind. They literally were bringing gerbils back to life with 10 seconds of laser. I know it sounds crazy, but they're doing the research. It's all documented, double-blind crossover studies. But that's not what we're going to talk about today. I just wanted to let you know about that in case you missed it. Today, we're also going to talk about photons. We're on a theme of photons. And what are photons? Photons are little particles of light. That is, of course, if there is a particle and not a wave. But we're not even going to get into that physics discussion today. Let's just pretend, for ease of explanation, that photons are particles of light. And you're thinking, so what? But really, that is amazing news. Because what we're finding out with the latest research is that DNA uses photons to communicate. And that, in fact, healthy cells need photons in order to maintain function. So what we work with at backtoeden.org, our philosophy is we have founded the Edenics Health Movement, where we're taking it back to the original patterns, all the way back to perfection, back to Eden, as far as how we care for our bodies, as far as eating and what we drink and breathe, and things like that, the normal everyday care and how we eat. But then what we've had to do, because we don't live in Eden anymore, we live in a modern society, and we're being blasted with radiation, cell phone towers, microwave towers, our own cell phones that we carry around, even the electrical system in our houses is zapping us. We're being zapped like the bugs in the bug zapper. And frankly, that's not how I plan on going out. And I bet you agree with me on that one. So what are we going to do about it? Well, we've got to have high-tech solutions for our high-tech problems. So what we do at backtoeden.org is we take the best of the ancient and the best of the modern, and we bring it together to right now wellness for our pets and maybe even our pet caregivers. But our focus today is on our pets, because I've been a rescuer for over 30 years and also a researcher in health for over 30 years. I did not choose that vocation initially. I was simply a patient that nobody could help and nobody knew what was wrong with me. And so here and there I would find information. The most exciting thing, though, was when I was 19 and the skin was falling off of my face when I washed my face. I said, something's very wrong. I felt terrible, and I should have been at the peak of health and energy and vitality. And I went to my first alternative practitioner, because the medical doctor said there was nothing wrong with me, but my face was like peeling off. And I went to him, and he said, well, you're allergic to wheat, corn, oats, soy, and dairy. I was like, really? What's left? I was so ignorant, I didn't even know that flour and bread was made out of wheat. But I did what he said, and I began to recapture my health. And guess what? I'm not allergic to that stuff anymore either. But that's for another story. But what happened was, is this is when the light bulb went off. I realized I had the power to change my health. I simply needed the right information, the right tools, and the right approach. Well, 30 years later, we finally figured it out. So what we can do for you is we can save you about 30 years, and you can go to our website, back2eden.org, and you can start playing catch-up. But we've boiled it down and made it as simple as possible and as easy as possible because we're all too busy. There's too much going on, and things have to be easy. And so our pets are in the same condition we are today. All kind of crazy stuff happening, all kind of crazy diseases coming up, and I even know they're putting animals on antidepressants. One thing I know is that a healthy animal is not depressed. And unless it has some kind of genetic mutation, there is no reason an animal should be depressed. Back when I was a kid, I never saw a depressed animal. Unless they were abused, you know, that would be the only time that I have ever seen a depressed animal when I was a child or growing up. But now, it's not true depression. It is a depression of their system, but it's not necessarily an emotional depression. And yes, their systems are depressed because we're facing a toxic overload that has never been in history ever before to the degree that we're dealing with right now. And yet, here's something very interesting to consider. Thousands of years ago, the great thinker Plato said this, "And we have made of ourselves living cesspools and driven doctors to invent names for our diseases." So let's think about that for a second. We have made of ourselves living cesspools. That speaks of putting filth in the body or allowing the body to get to a stage of filth. And then the second half is, and driven doctors to invent names for our diseases. I used to chase disease diagnosis around. I did that for years and years. It was not fun. It was not productive. But I finally did get names. And then after that, what did I have? I had no answers. Well, what we've learned after 30 years of research is that in most cases, and I mean in the lion's share, the disease is a symptom of a body out of balance, unless there is some kind of extraordinary pathogenic exposure, extraordinary traumatic injury, or some kind of genetic mutation. We have found in 95% of the cases that disease is a symptom of a body out of balance. Now, what puts the body out of balance in the first place? Well, just what I'm talking about. I'm talking about microwaves, cell towers. Basically, if you live by a cell tower, you might as well just put your head inside your microwave and turn it on. It's kind of the same thing. And we know what happens when we put stuff in the microwave. Should we be shocked if maybe our brain is frying from all of this stuff and our neural connections are being fried and our whole cellular biology is being degraded by all of this electromagnetic pollution? It's really not so shocking. And on our website, we have a PDF that you can download. It's a study that was done by the Department of Transportation of the Government of India. And the reason we have to go to India for this study is because the vested interests in our country do not want this information readily available. There's too much money at stake. But this PDF will blow your mind. It's the medical scientific documentation of what this electromagnetic pollution is actually doing to our bodies. So that's one reason that we're becoming cesspools, because it degrades cell function down to such a point that the cells can't even get rid of their normal toxic load. Forget about adding on any other toxic load. And then the other toxic load are toxic environmental chemicals. And we are going to go into this, because this is the key, right after our break. Thank you so much for joining us today at the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. We'll be back in a minute.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back2Eden.org.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all-natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924.
Scratch it.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden.
Yeah.
We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. We were just talking about the bombardment of EMF pollution that we're dealing with, because what we're trying to understand is why the body's not functioning, why our animals are sick, why they are needing antidepressants, for crying out loud. And so we talked about the EMF stuff, and that's on the website, back2eden.org, and you can go read about it. And like I said, there's a PDF that you can download and really, you know, comb through it line by line and get the information for yourself so that you'll know I'm not just blowing air up your skirt. This is real, and I'm here to help you. I'm here to help your pets. My pets enjoy a wonderful quality of life, and I don't see that in everybody's pets, and I want your pets to have that. So part two of us being living cesspools is the environmental toxin overload to which we're being subjected. Actually, the EPA is estimating that we're being exposed to and have stored in our bodies up to 400 to 800 toxic metal and chemical residues. Now, that can't be good for you, especially when a lot of these are cancer-causing chemicals. Some of them are neurotoxins. Many of them will form long branch chain pseudo-hormones that will block the hormone receptor sites, which is going to prevent the endocrine system from functioning properly. And then we wonder why we don't feel good and why our pets aren't feeling great. Well, how do we deal with this toxic overload? Believe it or not, it's not as crazy and it's not as hard as you think it might be. And we have come up with ways to do this. We know how to even detox dogs. And it's a slower process than with humans because you can't do quite as much of the stuff as you can for people. But it still works and we're having great results. So in 30 years of rescuing animals, the only time I've had to take them to the vet, and I love the vet, is from traumatic injury that I couldn't handle on my own and their life was at risk. Otherwise, my pets don't go to the vet. They're so healthy because we apply the principles that we've learned and they don't need stuff because a healthy body functions according to its original divine design and can naturally fight off disease. Did you know that every single day a healthy body makes cancer cells? That's right. But every single day, a healthy immune system kills those cancer cells. So, hey, wait, what does that lead us to? That leads us to an obvious question. What stops the immune system from killing those cancer cells? Shouldn't that be the question we're really asking ourselves rather than maybe how to cure cancer? Yes, we do want to cure it. But how about finding out why the immune system stops killing the cancer cells? Because if we can find that out, then maybe we don't have to get cancer. How about that? Well, we figured it out. We found out why. It's because the immune system is also in charge of dealing with all of the toxins that we're being exposed to. And then what happens is when the immune system gets overburdened by all of those toxins, it can no longer fight off the pathogens. I mean, it's like an army that has limited resources. Basically, if all of your troops are out fighting, you don't have any more troops to go send to a new battle, do you? And that's the way the immune system is. It is magnificent, but it is limited in its scope. So once the body gets so burdened down by these toxic chemicals, the body has to make a decision, and it's very intelligent. It has to choose between fighting pathogens and germs and fighting chemicals. And so I imagine the line of reason goes along something like this. Well, the toxic chemicals are going to destroy the vital organs and kill this body. The organism might kill it, but then they might not. We're going to have a better shot if we at least try to protect the vital organs from the toxic chemicals. So the immune system, with its innate intelligence, of course, that conversation was pretty much a hypothetical, but, you know, I'm trying to bring it into terms where it makes sense. So when the immune system has to make this decision to try to preserve the vital organs by fighting off the chemicals and mitigating the toxic overload, that's when germs and stuff like that can be opportunistic and begin to degrade the body systems from a pathogenic standpoint. And then it's pretty much a downward cycle from there on down. And depending upon the genetics of the animal, that's where the disease syndrome is generally going to show up first, wherever the genetic weakness lies. I mean, everyone that were to be poisoned with arsenic would have a different set of symptomology. Some of the symptoms, if it was a slow poisoning, not a dramatic poisoning where you give them a lethal dose, but if every day you gave them a little bit of arsenic, eventually they would start to exhibit, you know, common symptoms like loss of hair, you know, loss of teeth, different things. But wherever their genetic weakness was is where they're going to develop disease syndromes. So I want you to think about this. This is a totally new concept. We're used to chasing diseases around and focusing on sickness and trying to get well, which to me seems kind of backwards, doesn't it? I mean, if the power of positive thinking has been medically proven at universities all the way up to Harvard, maybe we shouldn't be focusing on disease and trying to get well. Well, the same thing with our babies. Our babies need us to be positive and be sending them good, happy vibes, believing that they can get well and helping them to get well, because it really is true. And you will be so amazed by how fast and how quickly they respond. They're so much better than people to work with. They get it. They love it. They do it. And they're very low resistance, even to the energy technologies that we use to help speed things up. And I'm talking about cats using energy medicine technologies. Real! No, they didn't do that. They loved it because I was treating them for infections that were extremely painful and they were getting relief. And I'm talking about infections from cat bites that can often send people into ICU. That's the intensive care unit, and they have to go on IV antibiotics. But we've been able to deal with these infections in a matter of days because of our crazy advanced photonic energy wellness technologies. So what we're going to talk about today is just that. We're going to talk about a machine called the photon triage. And that's really what it does. It creates photons, and it helps put them in the body so that the body can get the biophotonic nutrition to work on itself and to repair itself. Basically, it's giving the immune system a boost and helping to wake up the cells, give them a higher level of conductivity so they can perform at a higher level. And, well, it actually does like 10 other different things. It's really like 10 technologies in one. And what I can tell you from years of experience and having spent well over $250,000 on health and health technologies, and having tested plenty more beyond that, I was the director of 3 of the top alternative clinics here in the United States. I've shadowed and trained with 2 of the top practitioners in the world, and I got to tell you, most of the really good stuff, you're starting at $25,000 for some of these technologies. And this one technology for $4,000 does more than 10 of those $25,000 technologies. And I know that sounds crazy, but wait till you come back, because we're going to have someone tell you exactly what happened when they used it right after the break. We're so excited, and we'll talk to you soon. So stay with us.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back2Eden.org.
your itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo look it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426. Or on the web, www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
Welcome to the Back to Eden Pet Talk radio show. And we were just threatening to have a guest on with a live testimonial to tell you about the power of this amazing technology that really everyone in the United States needs. It's the go-to technology. It's also experimental, though, so it's only for the brave, for the pioneers, like Thomas Edison, like Nikola Tesla, people that stepped out on a limb to give us advanced information, to give us things that we really need, to solve problems that need to be solved. And we are so blessed today to have with us a wonderful woman named Jana, who has a beautiful champion Doberman Pinscher, pedigree from Germany, the royal line, and she's going to tell us about her experience with the photon triage and her beautiful Doberman Beau. Are you with us, Jana?
I sure am, Gigi.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Jana. Is this the first time you've been on the radio?
It sure is.
Okay, great. Thanks for being brave and coming on with us. So anyway, tell us a little bit about Beau's diagnosis and what you were facing when you came to us with Beau's situation.
Okay. Well, Beau is 11 years old, and he's always been a very strong dog and very hardy. In fact, he loves to chase dragonflies and just propel himself into the air and, you know, try to catch them. I think maybe once he actually did, you know, but it's just a joy to watch. So he's always been a strong dog. And all of a sudden, he started to have his back feet curl in, like toe in, and he started getting muscle weakness, you know, weakness in his hind legs. He was having a hard time standing up, and I didn't know what was going on, but I thought maybe it was hip dysplasia. So I took him to the veterinarian, and she said, no, it wasn't that, but it is a genetic condition that results in the sheaths of the nerves being like they just fade away. And so then, even though he may be telling his muscles to move, it's just not moving. And it's an untreatable genetic condition. And so I didn't know what to do. I thought I was going to lose him within 6 to 12 months, because that's what the veterinarian said normally happens. Although it's painless, it's just something that you end up putting him to sleep. Well, I talked to Gigi, and she shared about the photon triage with me. And we started doing treatments on him, and I would take him to do the treatments, and it was amazing because he loved them so much that I would let him out of the car. He would walk up to the building, we'd open the door for him. He'd walk in, lay down on the mat, and then just take a nap while we were giving him his treatment, just lay perfectly still. And he still does that to this day. And so the technology is fabulous. It's easy to use. You know, it has the argon glass tubes that light up when the light and the photons are emitted, and it just goes into his body. And so instead of getting worse, he's gotten better. So his gait is much better now. When we give him the treatments, I can tell an increase in energy that he has. And instead of, you know, getting continually weaker and weaker and then developing urinary incontinence and bowel incontinence to the standpoint where he can't stand up, he's actually developed those symptoms for a little bit as the months have gone by, but then when I give him a treatment or I increase his treatments, those symptoms have just gone away. So he's just overcome all of those things. And so I'm just very happy. I still have my dog, and we walk every day, and he's just doing so much better. And I just can't say enough about the photon triage.
Well, that's so cool, Jana. So they said he would literally be ready to be put down within 3 to 12 months. And how long has it been?
It's been right at 12 months now. And instead of me having to put him down, he's improved tremendously. He's not back to, you know, perfect gait, but he's got his strength back. He's not dragging his toes where he's wearing off his toenails anymore. And he's just so much better.
That is so awesome. And what's really exciting, too, is that it doesn't frighten him to do it. And he knows. I've seen him. He knows that it's helping him, and he loves it. And he's such a good boy. But I've even used the triage on cats. And honestly, cats, you know, we all know how they are. You know, they if they don't like something, they're not doing it. And you can try as much as you want. I don't know. I've never, because all of mine have been rescues, it's not like I had them when they were small kittens and I could, you know, train them to do what I wanted them to do. I got them after either someone abused them or they were ferals. So I was able to put the triage on my most scariest cat of all, and he let me do it. And I had to do it twice a day, and I had to do it for 3 days to get him over his cat bite infection. And he let me do it. And actually, I've done all of my cats, except for one, with the triage, and she hasn't really even needed it. We had a bad tomcat that was biting all the cats. So, Jana, have you used the triage for anything else?
Yeah, we actually have, because, you know, you figure, hey, if this is good for animals, it's probably good for humans, too. My mom had a very interesting recovery. She is overweight, and she has diabetes, and so she decided that she would go to some physical therapy that her doctor recommended to try to improve her walking, because she's been having some problems walking and getting in and out of the car and things like that. So she went to her physical therapy, and the second week she saw two different therapists, and they both put her on the same rowing machine, and they just overstressed out her knee to the point that within like 2 days she couldn't stand up. I mean, there was just that much trauma to her knee from that physical therapy that she wasn't used to. So I had to go and stay with her, and so I just took my photon triage with me. So we put her on it all night while she was sleeping and just put the Orgon glass tubes like right underneath her knees, and we also used a little bit of ice. And within 1 week, she was back up, walking again, standing up by herself again, to the standpoint that I could go back home. And, you know, usually when you get that kind of an overwork in your muscles, it can take a month or longer to be able to gain that muscle strength back. So we were very happy with the results there.
Well, also, she's not a spring chicken. She's up there in years. And with the extra burden of weight on her knees, that might have never gotten better, because she's not a very active person, and so she didn't have a lot of muscle tone to compensate. It's not like she could have gone on crutches or anything. So it could have really been a very bad thing for her, because we all know that they're finding out that being too sedentary is one of the greatest contributory factors towards degeneration of the system. And so what this did is, in 1 week, your mom was able to continue to be active, to continue to move around and have her mobility. That is amazing, but this isn't a people show, but, you know, we had to try it, and we're pretty impressed. We're pretty impressed. So, Jana, I'm so grateful that you came on to share your story about Bo, and I hope that our animals and pet lovers and pet owners and breeders will consider what we're bringing here today. We would be glad to talk to you about it. You can contact us at back2eden, that's back, the number 2, eden.org, and we would be glad to discuss in detail with you other case histories. I'm hopefully going to get some other guests on, but, you know, everyone works during the day. It's a little tough. But, Jana, you were so generous with your time. Thank you so much for joining us, and we know Bo's going to get better all the way.
Thank you, Gigi. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, ladies and gentlemen, how's that for amazing? This was a dog that was given a death sentence. And Bo has some other things going on, and we're working on that too. And what a trooper he is. But honestly, against all odds, he just keeps improving and improving, because he's on the Back to Eden plan. He's going back to Eden. And actually, I got to tell you, he was having graying around his muzzle when I first met him, and his coat was dull, and his eyes were very dull, and now his eyes are bright. His coat is sleek and shiny. The graying on the muzzle has actually subsided, and on the feet. It's like we're turning back the hands of time. So So stick with us, because we've got more stuff to tell you about this photon triage, and your pets want you to listen. Talk to you in just a few moments. Thank you so much.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back the number 2 Eden.org.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Wow, we just had Jana on talking to us about her Doberman, her championship Doberman Beau, that was diagnosed with this very rare nerve condition, and he was losing his hips, he was losing his bowel control, he was losing the ability to walk. They said he would have to be put down or would die within 3 to 12 months. And it's 12 months later. He's getting better every day. He's stronger. He looks like a young puppy. It looks like we turned back the hands of time, because we did. Because when you go back to Eden, that's what happens. The clocks of time. You know, a lot of times we think, oh, I'm getting old. I should feel crummy. Mm-mm, not in Eden. Not when you go back to Eden. When you go back to Eden, you can have vitality, youthful glow, and beauty well into your senior years. I know it sounds impossible, but I'm actually almost a senior. Do I sound like one? I don't look like one either, and I certainly don't feel like one. That's because I'll be going back to Eden all day long, and I think you should bring your pets back to Eden too and give them a shot at puppyhood and kittenhood all over again. What's really exciting also, we've been talking about the photon triage, which is this crazy space-age technology that uses the power of color, sound, light, and microcurrent and ozone to help the body restore itself. Because we were talking about at the beginning of the program how there are blockages to wellness right now. And those blockages are EMF pollution, electromagnetic pollution, and environmental toxins. And so what this photon triage does is it actually helps the body to deal with the toxic load, to deal with the pathogen load, and then it upregulates all of the body function on a cellular level. Actually, the latest research showed that it increases ATP production in the cell itself. Now, here's one of the problems that we face sometimes in this modern era, that the body is so overwhelmed with toxins and pharmaceuticals and all this stuff that the cells literally close down as a protective mechanism. Well, for a short-term intervention, you know, like a short-term toxic exposure, let's say you drank something that was bad, that's why the cells are able to do that. That's a defense mechanism. They shut down so that they don't get poisoned. But here's the deal. If you're like that every day, that means the cells are not opening and receiving hydration and nutrition, and they're also not expelling the toxins that are naturally produced in a healthy cell. So what happens? oh, you could be taking all the good stuff in the world, and it's not going to get to the cells. Well, what's really exciting about the photon triage is that we found is that it gets the cells out of that closed state. It sheds enough electrons to open the cell membrane so that toxins can flow out and nutrients and hydration can flow in. And this is one of the most amazing things that it does is like Jana was talking about with her mom. She had a traumatic injury in her knee. Well, we've had animals with traumatic injuries and maybe even some people, and we've been able to reverse traumatic injuries in 15 minutes. I'm talking about a computer tower falling on a bare paw and us thinking that every single knuckle was broken. We put the triage on it for 15 minutes. There was no swelling. There was no bruising. There was no pain. Now, that is just space age come true. I think the Star Trek medicine, I think we're getting there, because this is what we're working with. Remember when Dr. Bones would take that little blinky thing and he would go over them? Well, the photon triage is really not too far from that. And so for traumatic injury, this is one of the greatest applications for the triage is equestrian. We have seen research where in 3 days, using the technology that the photon triage has, they have been able to knit bones in 3 days with a specific set of frequencies. And that's one of the great things about the triage is you can have custom frequency sets. There are three internal wellness frequencies in there that are pretty much deal with almost everything. But for specific cases, like you want to try to knit some bones and you want to encourage bone knitting, well, then there's a special set of tones that encourage that. And so 3 days, they've been able to knit bones using this approach. Well, just imagine you have a multi-million dollar racing horse that has a stress fracture or even a really serious fracture. These animals do not have to be destroyed anymore. This is great news. And even if they're not strong enough to run on the track, if you're scared, I think you could probably get them to do it anyway, because actually, once the fracture's mended, it's actually stronger. But you can put them out to stud and never have to worry. So this, for our beautiful horses that I grew up with, I'm one of those horse freak people that loves horses so much. I'm so thrilled because the American racing circuit is very hard on horses. In Europe, they allow the horses to rest for 3 months out of the year. Our horses here in America, they don't get that luxury. So they need the photon triage even more, because not only does it do traumatic injury intervention, but because it's helping the cells to function at a higher level all year long with regular usage, you're going to avoid bone weakness. You're going to avoid strains and different debilitating conditions that can lead to more serious things like a traumatic injury because of weak muscles or stressed out tendons and ligaments. So for the equestrian world, this is a dream come true. Now, the equestrian model is bigger, because there has to be a mat big enough for the whole horse to stand on. So we usually like to see a whole stall-sized mat. And then there has to be a treating, you know, someone has to treat the horse, and that involves a little bit of equipment too. But honestly, dollar for dollar, there's nothing that compares to this equipment for what it can do. Another one of the things that's great, especially for horse racing, is that it's like a master fluid drainer. For lymphatic drainage, there really is no equal. Edema, you can, if you follow the channels of the lymphatic system, you can find a picture of that on Google. You start at the center, you open up all the ducts all the way to the extremities, and then you work your way back down. I'm telling you, a few minutes, any kind of issue like that, I've seen it work miraculously, and that's kind of what light is. It is a miraculous tool. It is a miraculous energy. And so what we're finding out is that when that divine utterance was first recorded, let there be light, that was just the beginning. Light, we're starting to discover the power of light to transform health. And we have these technologies that are facilitating that. And also, because this charge produces ozone in this technology, it helps to mitigate other issues that are degrading the system as well. We know for a fact that virus cannot live in ozone. And so that's really good news, but not so much ozone is being produced that it's a toxic level. It's just a gentle production because it's purely natural from the microcurrent charge and the photon emissions that the ozone is being produced. But that's increasing circulation. It's increasing drainage. It's increasing oxygenation very, very naturally because come to find out, the human body is actually an electrical machine. We didn't know that. We thought we were like just meat and potatoes, didn't we? We were just, you know, blood and bones, and we didn't realize that really what keeps it all going is the body's electrical system. And what's the superhighway that these electrical charges travel on? Our neural network, our nerves. That's right. Our nerves communicate through electrical exchange. That's what's happening at the synapses, is electrical chemical exchanges. So if our body is being burdened down by toxic chemicals that in fact impede electrical charges, what's that going to do to our body's ability to communicate? We're going to talk more about this when we come back after the break.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back the number 2 Eden.org.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden.
Yeah.
We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. We've been talking about Star Trek medicine. We've been talking about space age medicine. We've been talking about photons. And just to remind any of our listeners that just joined us, photons are light particles. What we've been learning is that when Dr. Bones on Star Trek was using the little blinky lights, he wasn't too far off to what's available to us right now to change our wellness stories for our beautiful, beloved pets. We were talking about the photon triage. It's a machine that makes photons. And the body is able to receive these photons and use them to repair its own function. And I'm going to read you a couple of excerpts about biophotons so that you know it's not me just talking a bunch of crazy stuff. Okay, here's a quote from an article called Biophotons. The human body emits, communicates with, and is made from light. It says, increasingly, science agrees with the poetry of direct human experience. We are more than atoms and molecules that make up our bodies, but beings of light as well. Biophotons are emitted by the human body, can be released through mental intention, and may modulate fundamental processes within cell-to-cell communication and DNA. Indeed, the human body emits biophotons, also known as ultra-weak photon emissions, with a visibility 1,000 times lower than the sensitivity of our naked eye. So just because we don't see the light coming from our bodies, according to science, it's coming out. We are emitting light, and in fact, the DNA is using it to communicate. Okay, I'm going to read you another quote here from an article called Our Cells and DNA Use Biophotons to Store and Communicate Information. According to a 2010 study, I quote, cell-to-cell communication by biophotons has been demonstrated in plants, bacteria, animals, neutrophils, granulocytes, and kidney cells. Researchers were able to demonstrate that different spectral light stimulation at one end of the spinal sensory or motor nerve roots resulted in a significant increase in the biophotonic activity at the other end. Wasn't I just talking about how neurons and our nervous system communicates with electromagnetic and chemical interactions? Well, guess what? We just found out that it uses light, too. Technically speaking, I'm reading another quote now from the article, a biophoton is an elementary particle or quantum of light of non-thermal origin in the visible and ultraviolet spectrum emitted from a biological system. Biophotons are a byproduct of biochemical reactions in which excited molecules are produced from bioenergetic processes that involve active oxygen species. And you know, this is kind of what we found out with the photon triage. There seems to be a linkage with oxygen, ozone, and photons. We don't even really know. The research is so new. We've all been looking for some way to find a chemical way to fix what's wrong with our body. We haven't been looking at the energy way. Sure, they did shock therapy for crazy people back in the day and even sometimes do now. The results weren't great with that because not all electricity is equal. As we've learned from what we were talking about earlier in our program with electromagnetic pollution, some electrical charges are actually very harmful to the body. So you don't want to just say, hey, I'll go get me some photons and plug yourself into any kind of random electrical source. What we have to have is electricity that is coherent or means it's organized, it's harmonic, harmonious to the body. And so the research that has been done up to this point has identified what kind of electrical charge and what kind of photons are harmonic for the body and beneficial. Because we know lasers, on our last week's show we were talking about lasers, those are photons too. And that's why the lasers that we talked about are so powerful, because of biophotonic nutrition. But we also know that a laser can, like, slice a tank in half. And I mean a Sherman tank. And so not all photons are created equal either. So what we're working with here, with the laser from last week and the photon triage from this week, is we're trying to open your minds and open your understanding up to the possibility of maybe addressing wellness from a totally different approach than we ever had. And I'm here today, and my guest, who is kind enough to come on before Jana with her beautiful championship Doberman, we're here to tell you this stuff is pretty exciting. We're seeing incredible results. And even though this is still experimental equipment, when you love your babies and, you know, we tried it first just to make sure it was okay. But when you love your babies, you're willing to do whatever it takes to get them feeling well. And honestly, I saw Bo, the championship Doberman, I saw him running last week. He's supposed to be dead right now. And my kitty cats were supposed to go and have to go on these horrific antibiotic protocols from the cat bites. And in 3 days, they were just fine after using the photon triage. We've also had wonderful, wonderful other testimonies, and you can learn more about this equipment for yourself at back2eden.org, and just click on the tools page, and you'll be able to read about it for yourself and see that this is backed by hard science. We have some articles on the photontriage.info website here that I'm at that talk about why this works. And here's some of the titles of these articles. One of them is called Photons and Tissue. Let's just read a little bit about this. Scientists have determined that photon energy is absorbed by the DNA, activating it. The DNA then transmits this new energy to the cell walls by means of protein and calcium transfer. Then the cell walls transform themselves into healthy shapes, allowing the cell to function again at full capacity. Are you starting to get that maybe we're on to something with this photon stuff? Another article that's there is Photons and DNA. It starts out, Russian scientist, I don't know if I can say his name, Pyotr Garyayev has managed to intercept communication from a DNA molecule in the form of ultraviolet photon light. What's more, he claimed to have captured this communication from one organism, a frog embryo, with a laser beam, and then transmitted the information to another organism's DNA, a salamander, causing the latter embryo to develop into a frog. Whoa, that's kind of crazy. But what we're talking about is the exchange of information. And so another article that's there on the photontriage.info page, it says, technically speaking, a biophoton is an elementary particle or quantum of light of non-thermal origin in the visible and ultraviolet spectrum emitted from a biological system. Hey, they quoted that right out of that other article. Apparently, biophotons are used by the cells of many living organisms to communicate, which facilitates energy and information transfer that is several orders of magnitude faster than chemical diffusion. I'm not going to read all of these articles to you. You guys can read. I just wanted to give you kind of the little morsels to get you, whet your appetite. Here's some other article titles on that page. Biophotons as neural communication signals, cerebral energy and oxidative stress, disease and photon trapping. I did read that article recently, and apparently bad organisms like cancer actually will trap photons and eat them and then spit them out as like a disorganized energy form. And so basically cancer is going around scavenging photons. So, I wonder what would happen if you were able to bring more photons into the body. Maybe anything is possible. We know that light is the source of amazing miracles. And we know that light now can be in your hand for your pet in a wonderful technology, whether it be the laser that we talked about last week or the photon triage this week. Listen, we only talk about things that we love that have changed our lives and made our babies healthy and happy. And we want everybody's babies to be healthy and happy. I don't have any depressed animals. I don't have to put them on medicine. None of them are on prescriptions, because we found that when we go back to Eden and use our high-tech solutions for our high-tech problems, we have beautiful, healthy, well-adjusted pets. And you can too. And we would love to share more information with you. And I think we're going to next week on our radio show. We sure hope you will join us. We're going to have world-renowned celebrity guests from the health field for your animals. We're going to have some of the top vets in the world coming and talking to us about how they are moving into the energy wellness realm and the energy wellness technology realm, because they're tired of seeing things that don't work, and they want what works. And so do we, and so do you. And so we're so grateful that you joined us today at the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. If you want the info, you can go to photontriage.info, or you can visit us at back2eden.org, and you can learn even more today. And this radio show will be posted there. So if some dear friends that you have missed this show, you be sure to tell them that they can go right to back2eden.org. And they'll be able to listen to it. Probably we'll have it up in about a week, a couple, 3 days or so. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to sign off for now, but we'll be back next week with some more breakthrough information for your pet's health, wellness, and well-being. Talk to you soon.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden.